In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed, and that changes everything. It isn't like this happens every day. This isn't just another body coming back from the dead. Hey, cool, Jesus is back. You guys want to catch a movie or something? This changes everything. This is so much more than a happy ending. This is the earth shaken and the rocks split and the tombs open. Resurrection changes the world. Christ's resurrection changes the whole way we look at life. In taking on flesh, in living a human life, God became one with us. He died our death, and the new covenant works both ways. And so in Christ, we in our turn live God's life. With the resurrection, we live God's life. Death no longer has dominion over us. Christ's resurrection is our resurrection. We are no longer held prisoners. Hell's captives have been released, and death itself is destroyed, or at best irrelevant. Resurrection isn't resuscitation. This isn't about just a fresh start. It's not about a second chance. It's not the same old, day in and day out over again. We live a different kind of life. We live God's life. Life is an eternal thing for us now. Life has no boundaries for us anymore. Until now, life was a cage, bounded by birth on one end and death on the other, and the world's constraints around us, with no way out. But now, living the life of Christ, we no longer pace the confines of our prison like pent-up lions longing for freedom, feeling like there must be something more out there, but knowing only the restrictive walls of our cage. Now eternity is ours to enjoy. But it isn't quite that simple. Have you ever watched or seen a video of a captive animal being set free? They take the cage out into the wilds and they open the door. And as the door on this cage opens, the animal stays in there for just a few seconds. There are a few moments of disorientation. And then there's an instant of realization and bam, the animal is off like a shot into the world that was once its birthright. Unless the animal has been captive for a long, long time. If the animal has been caged for too long, it sees the open door and it stares for a moment and it turns its back on the freedom it's been offered and goes to the back of the cage where it's safe and lies down. Captivity has become normal. Captivity has become comfortable. The cage is the familiar and the safe. The wide world is scary. What would we do out there anyway? It always makes me sad to see a caged lion pacing, yearning to be free, yearning to run and to hunt and to live. But it breaks my heart to see a lion that's so truly captive that freedom no longer calls. So many in the world today, and in our Pacific Northwest, most of those around us don't know that Jesus has opened the door, don't know that the stone has been rolled away, that they are free to live and to love fearlessly and expansively, unbound by the world's constraints. We can tell them. We can show them what it's like to live free from the fear of death. We as Christians should be the least anxious, most peaceful, most blissful, happiest, most exuberant people in the world. Because in Christ we have overcome the world. In Christ we have burst out from our prison. But we can only be that if we ourselves don't turn our backs on the tomb's open door. We can only do that if our lives are clearly and obviously lived as God's unbounded life. What would the world be like if we all lived truly in Christ's eternal kingdom, if none of us feared death? What would be different in the world? And I'm not talking about those with little regard for life and death. Some say that terrorists, suicide bombers, they don't fear death. I say instead, they fear death as much as anyone, but they fear life much more. They fear life so much more that they've become death servants. These are those who lash out against the world. These are the animals who've been driven mad by their captivity. And I pray that they may one day find peace. No, I'm talking about something different. What if we both spat in the face of death and loved and treasured life, all life, knowing the resurrected life of Christ in ourselves and in others? Truly free to share, knowing that this little cage isn't all that we have. Truly free to love, knowing the world as love. Knowing that love is all that there truly is. Free to go up to the hollow-eyed man on the street and ask him to tell you his story. Free to walk in love with those whose skin is darker, whose language is unfamiliar, whose wallets are emptier, whose veins are full of drugs and desperation. Free to go to these and lavish love upon them, love beyond measure, and open the doors of their cages and go into their cages with them and lead them out. What if we were all free to hope, not only to dream of what might be if we only could, but to step out of the cage and make it happen with all the time in the world and more and all the power of the resurrection behind us. Just because we cannot accomplish it before we die doesn't mean that we cannot do it. What choices would we make differently if life and love were more valuable than profit and power? What choices would we make differently if life and love were more treasured than safety or comfort? Safety and comfort are the walls of our cage. Time is the door, and it is standing wide open. What if we valued life and love even more than we treasure time? That's what this day offers us. All of our life so far has been that brief pause, that instant of realization when the animal sees its cage is open and it has a decision to make. Do I live into what I know, or do I live into what's offered? We stand in a cage with the world's walls around us, noticing today that Christ has thrown wide the door, the stone has been rolled away. When we leave here, what will we do next? Now that we can choose to be free.